Vayter in Shaspir and Daf Nun Zayin, picking up on Nun Vavam Beis Badabam Adapes Badamishnah. We saw a Mishnah earlier that discussed the concept that a Nazir doesn't shave for Tumah that comes from a Revius of Dam. Now we're going to see if Rabbi Akiva is going to try to show the other way. He's going to say, yeah, of course, even Revius Dam is enough to be Metameh him. Amr Rabbi Akiva, Dante Lefner Rabbi Eliezer, Ma im Etzem Kisaura, Sheino Metameh Adam Ohel. We know that an Etzem, a bone that's the size of a barley grain, is not going to be Metameh through Ohel. Hanazir Megalech HaMagov HaMaso, but he does be Megalech through Mago Masa. If he touches it, carries it. So then Revius Dam, Shehu Metameh Adam Ohel, which is Metameh Ohel, then Eino Din Shei Hanazir Megalech HaMagov HaMaso, and even touching or being or carrying something with Revius Dam is already enough. You don't need double that size, as we said. Even that's enough to go be Metame. Amar Li Mazde Rabbi Akiva. So Relezer said, what is this Rabbi Akiva? Ain't Dan and Kan Mikava Chomer. We don't Dan over here because of a Kava Chomer. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Ukushabasi Virtesi Dvaram for Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Li, when I came and showed this to Rabbi Yeshua, he said, Yafa Amarti, you said good. You're saying good. Ella, Cain Amru Alacha, but this is Alacha, this is Alacha Mishmi Sinai, so don't mess with it. Beep, turn the page. Don't fall. Frick the Gemara. What are we talking about over here? Because we saw over here there's a Kava Chomer Bekiva was knocked out really as there because he said you can't use it. And that's because there's a Alacha Mishmi Sinai, but what is the Alacha Mishmi Sinai? Ibai Lehu, frick the Gemara. Etzim Kisaor Halacha is the idea of the barley, the barley sized bone. Is that the halacha Moshe Mishina that you can't don to, Revius Dam is Kavachomer, and this idea of the Revius Dam is the starting point of the Kavachomer. Vein Dan Kavachomer, mi'alacha, you can't learn a Kavachomer for halacha. O Dilma Revius Dam halacha, maybe the Revius Dam is the halacha Moshe Mishina that he's talking about, ve'esim kisaura Kavachomer, and the Kavachomer is the esim kisaura. Says Gemara, vein Dan Kavachomer, mi'alacha. So which one is it? Toshima, let's take a look. Toshima, etzim kisaura halacha. The etzim kisaura is the halacha Moshe Mishinai. Revius dam kavachomer, and the chomer of Revius dam is from the kavachomer. Ain dan a kavachomer mealacha. You can't learn a kavachomer from a halacha. Hajun halach, kohen gadol. Ay nilalalai, ay nilalalai. Oh, mazel tov on those who just finished the seventh chapter of Maseches Nazir, and you know what our minhag is. We said Hajjan Alach, we're going to come back to it, so let's go quickly back to Daf Mem Zayin, the very first chapter, the beginning of Mem Zayin Amalaf of the seventh chapter. Kohen Gadol v'Nazir im Metamei leKrovim. We said these things are not become Tamei to a Krovim of a Metamei leMeis Mitzvah. Bam, we are now Yotze. Let's move on to the eighth Perek. Zogda begin the Mishnah beginning of the eighth parak. Shnei nizirim shamer lamechad. You have one person goes and says to two nizirim. Reisa echad mekem shedit. I saw one of you became tamei from a dead body. Venio de ezim mekem. I'm not sure which one it was that became tamei. In other words, he said he saw one of the two and become tamei, but he's not able to tell which one it was. Now we have a problem because both of them have to assume that maybe they're tamei, and therefore, what do? They do the following: migalchin. They both have to go and shave their head when. At the end of when they finish their Naziris, they go out and they finish, and they shave their heads. So mevi'in carbon tumah v'carbon tara, and they bring together, they join forces, and they bring together one carbon for tumah and one carbon for tara, because one of them is finishing off completely. The other one, for because they're no longer tumah, it was a tahor thing, and the other one now has to bring for tumah because he's actually tamei. And now, Va'omer, one of them says, Im ani hu tamei, v'amlon hu tamei, carbon tumah shaliv v'carbon tara shalcha. Then the carbon tumah is mine and yours is a tara. V'im ani hu atar, but I'm the tara one, the carbon tara shali, v'carbon tumah shalcha. Then this carbon tara is for me, and the tumah one is for you. V'sof from shoshim yom, and then they go ahead and they have another 30 days. And this is misafik, they both have to do it, because they don't know which one is really the tamei one. Umivian carbon tahara, and then when they finish, they each bring a carbon tahara. Well, they bring a joint one. They together bring a carbon tahara. Va'omer imani yu tamei, and the one of them says, if I'm the one who is tamei, then carbon tumah shaliv, a carbon tahara shalcha. Then the carbon tumah that we brought earlier was mine, and the tahara one that we brought earlier was yours. V'zeh carbon tahara, see, and this is my carbon tahara. V'imani yu atar, but if I'm the one who is tahor, meaning there was never a problem ever for me, then carbon tahara shaliv, a carbon tumah shalcha, and the previous stuff brought over there, the carbon tahara was mine, the carbon tumah was yours. V'zeh karban tara ascha. And this that we're going to bring now is your karban tara. I don't have to bring anything. Zokt b'heilige, heilige gemara. We know that there's a principle known as Safik Tuma. The question is, where is the Safik Tuma? Safik Tuma b'rishus hayachid, or is in b'rishus harabim? The halacha is that if it's in rishus harabim, then a person is tahor. If it's rishus hayachid, then they're going to be tamei. So now for the Gemara, katani shtei nazirim sha'amar lahem. The Mishnah taught the two nazirim, who if someone comes and speaks up to them and says, "Ra'isi echad mikem shenitma v'ini odea izmeham," and I saw you're tamei, but I'm not sure which one of you became tamei. Now we look at them like maybe the, you know, both of them could be the tummy one. Why is that? Kol safik tuma b'rishus hayachid mehi alfin ala. Where do we learn out the principle that even a safik tuma b'rishus hayachid, that the person is going to be tamei? Misota, we learn it out from the law of a sota. A married woman goes along with a man. They have edim that come and see that. That's known as a sota. We learn it from her. Masota boel v'neveles. So just like the case of a sota, there's only two people that are there, the boel and the neveles. And al kol safik tuma b'rishus hayachid, that is called a rishus hayachid. There's only two people there. Kigon de'ika b'itrei, that's going to be called rishus hayachid. And then tamei aval hacha. But in this case over here, Mishnah said shnei nazirim v'hai de'koy gabeim. There's two nazirim, plus there's another aid that says there's witnesses watching there. So hatlas, that's three people. Havali safik tumim b'rishus harabim. That's called rishus harabim now. V'chol safik tumim b'rishus harabim sviko tahor. This should be considered that it is tahor. So why do we behave with them like both of them are tamei? I'm a rabbi by Huruna. Be'omer, we're talking about a case of where he said, Ra'isi tumah shenizriku b'neichem. I saw that there was tumah, and I was standing far away, but I saw the tumah was thrown between the two of you. But he wasn't standing actually next to them. And therefore, it's only two of them, and therefore it's considered Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, they're both of them to be treated like they're tamei. He was standing at least Dalet Amos away, and therefore they're considered like in a separate Rishus, as the Rosh says. And there's only two Nazirim over here, so now it's considered like a Rishus HaYachid. Now, Rav Ashi is going to come back this up. Amar Rav Ashi, Deikanami, can even bring this out from the actual Mishnah itself. Beep, turn the page. Nun Zayin Mabez. The Katani, because it says, Ve'eni Odeh Ezim Mikem. I don't know which one of you, Shema Minah, must be, because he's not actually standing next to them, and that's who's not able to see which one's going on over there. Says the Gefrak the Gemara, Megalchen Mevi'in. We said they shave their heads, they bring these joint karbonos. Ve'amai. Why is it that both of them are mutter to shave their head? Dilma Lav Tamei Nun. Maybe they're not Tamei. And now that they're shaving their head, now they're rounding the head, which we know is an isser to do. The only time it's only overrides it is if they actually have the mitzvah to do it. But if they don't have the mitzvah to do it, then they shouldn't be allowed to shave their head. We're talking about a case where it was a woman who was nazir, or it's a katan. And they're allowed to go ahead and they're allowed to round their heads. The woman doesn't have an isser ever of cutting off payas. And a boy who's below bar mitzvah doesn't either. Vilokma begadol, freknamara. But why not say that the Mishnah is talking about the case of a gadol of men? Va'akafas kolarosh loshma akafa. And just say that the concept, like we've seen earlier in the Masechta, that if you go and you cut the entire rosh, then it's not called a kafa. We saw the daf mem aleph. That's not called a kafa if you cut off all of there. It's only if you cut off only that part of it. So just say that. As the Gemara, midalo mokim lahachi, from the fact that Shmuel doesn't set it up like that, Shma minakas of Shmuel must be that he holds a kafa's kol arosh, Shma kafa. That if you cut off all of the hair, that is still called a kafa. It's still over an is over here. And therefore, we have to say that this is talking about women or kitanim. Marzutra masni, he has the version number two of this. He looks at it a little different, these questions and answers. Marzutra masni lo lahosh maisa de Shmuel a seifa. He taught this Shmuel statement from the seifa of the Mishnah. Well, the Mishnah is going to come up. That Nazir shayatami besafik, umuchat besafik. A Nazir it's a state of suffik of whether he's tamei from a dead body, and he's also in a suffik of whether he is a mitzora. What's the din? Like we saw yesterday's daf, he eats kachem for after 60 days. And he has to shave four times, right? We said this yesterday also, the first two times from the body has to be shaved for being nazir. I'm sorry, for being a mitzora. He has the shefer starting over the zeros, right? Tommy Mace, and he's the shefer at the very end. The haka of in akafa. But hold on 1 second. He's rounding the corners of his head when he goes and he does such a thing. Amar Shmuel, and that Shmuel says, Be'ish of a katan. This is talking about a woman or a katan. They don't have the iser of doing such a thing. So now we go into the iser itself of rounding the corners of the head in reference to kitanim and women. Amar Avuna, hamakif is a katan, harayu chayiv. If someone goes and cuts the head of a katan, it rounds off his hair, cuts off the payas, you're going to be chayiv over the iser of doing this. And this is, we see that this is not only you can't do it to yourself, but you're not allowed to do it to somebody else. Amar le Rav Ada bar Ava le Rav Huna. Vididach. So he says, okay, wait, let me ask you a question. Rav Hunu just said there's a problem. According to you, man megalech lahon, who would go and cut your children's hair? And that was that it was the custom back in the day that they would go ahead and they would cut the hair of the kids. They would shave their entire head over there, even their face over here. And Rav Hunu's kids also did it. So he came and he asked, like, so who's cutting your kids' hair? We're going to see that he himself, that is Rav Ada bar Ava, he would say that it's actually mutter to shave the head of a katan, but he's asking in reference to Rav Huna, he's saying, what, according to you, he said that it's a problem to do this, right? That a makif is a katan, a reyuchayiv, so who did your kids head? Amalei, chova. He said, my wife used to do it, chova. He held, as the Rush says, that it's not a problem for women to go and do it. Her name was Chova, by the way. So Rav Ada bar Ava says back, Tikberinun Chova Libaneha. She want to go and bury her kids, says the Rush. V'chi he wrote says she tikbers baneha, she'eni yiras ha'onesh, al shehi makefes or something. She's not scared of the punishment she's doing this. Havei kishgaga, she yotzes milofnei ha'shalat. This is like a shkaga, like a mistake that comes out from the mouth of a ruler. V'kavra baneha, alfa bishlo kilo. So even though he didn't really curse her, he was just speaking out like in such a way, then it came like he was just still taken back in shock. That ended up happening, and the children ended up dying. Says the Gemara that Kule Shnei, the Rav Ada bar Ava, during all the years of Ada bar Ava, while he was around, Loikim Li Zair, Rav Huna didn't have, the kids of Rav Huna didn't survive. Now, what exactly was the machlokas between Rav Ada bar Ava and Rav Huna? Michti. Tavayu Svira, Hakafas Kola Rosh Shema Hakafa. Both of them agree that cutting off all the hair is still considered an Isser. But Maikamithku, what's their argument over, though? Rav Huna says, Lo Takifa Pas Roshchem, Velo Tzachshus is Pas Sekanecha. You can't round the corners of the head and you can't destroy the corners of your beard. The fact that they go and put these two things into one pasuk, it's saying that Kol She Yeshlo Hashchasa Yeshlo Hakafa. Anything which is going to fall into the category of destroying, like his beard, is going to fall into that of rounding of the head. Behind Nashi Hova Leste Vashchasa, and the women, since they don't have an Isser of Ashchasa of destroying their beards, because they don't have, there's no Isser doing it, unless Nami Ba'akafa, they're also not over the Isser of cutting off the corners of their head, meaning the hair that's on the head. Not only theirs, but also theirs and someone else's. So that's Rav Ada bar Ava Savar. Pardon. So therefore, according to the way Rav Huna understands, women are not chayiv in the iser of rounding and even for doing it for someone else. For Rav Ada bar Ava Savar, he holds that when the Torah says you can't make the corner round the corners of the head, echad makif ve'echad nikaf b'mashma. Both the person who's doing it and the person who's having it done to them are part of the Isser. V'iskish nika makif lenikaf. This comparison between the one who's doing the shaving and the one who's getting shaved and says like this, Kol heichad the nikaf mechayev makif namen bechayev. Wherever the person who's getting shaved is going to be chayev, for the Isser, the person who's doing the shaving is also going to be chayev. So it's dependent on the recipient. So according to Vada Ava, therefore it comes out that one who shaves the head of a katan is going to be putter, whether it's a man or a woman or a man. V'hai katan, hol v'hu gufi lav bar onshin hu d'mechayev. So this katan, since he's not over to be chayev, the makif na'am l'chayev, the one who's doing it, is also not chayev as well. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.